Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
It's been a few weeks since we last talked to our music guru, David Andrew. He's been busy playing in the worship team for Hillsong Conference, travelling around the countryside. Try to keep the man down. But now he's back to introduce us to some scary monsters, as well as a man in the style of Bob Dylan. All kinds of music news. Welcome back, David Andrew.
G'day.
Great to see you.
Yeah, you too.
You're about to take us into musical territories never traversed before by Open House. This is electro and dubstep. Tell me more.
So I thought I'd expose you guys a little bit to an artist called Skrillex. And so he's an electro dance kind of outfit and dubstep as well. And I suppose we should look at what dubstep actually is real quickly.
Yeah, that's a good thing. It's a style of music.
So dubstep is an electronic dance music style originating from South London in the early 2000s and kind of now peeking its head out in some pop production. Most notably, if you listen to pop music, you would have heard it on Britney Spears' new album and also a guy called John Hopkins, who you would have heard if you listened to the beginning and the end of Coldplay's last LP.
Okay.
And so it's kind of defined by really rhythmic, this overwhelming kind of drums and bass sound, really overwhelming bass, and real intricate, real tightly wound kind of rhythms. And yeah.
It's different.
It is different.
Yeah. Tell us about Skrillex. This is the artist.
So the artist, his stage name is Skrillex. He's actually a guy called Sonny Moore, and he just started working as a solo artist and then kind of got some traction doing remixes of other people's tracks, and then he's released this EP called Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites, and from this it's gonna be heaps different, and it's probably not gonna be everyone's cup of tea. But I think this is what the segment's about. Introducing.
I'm interested.
Kind of new musical tastes.
And it'll be only about 30 seconds if it's not your cup of tea.
Yeah, you won't have to listen to it anymore after this.
No, I'm keen to give it a go. Here we go. That could grow on me.
How are we doing? Is everyone okay?
Well, Claire said, you know, this. I ended up playing it about 7 times. It was quite mesmerizing. She thinks it's nice music to do work by. How about that?
I actually really like. I mean, techno has traditionally bored me.
That's interesting.
Want to put that out? That's not the the thing that you want to say.
Do you define this as techno or not?
Well, technically, probably yes. Okay. It's electronic kind of dance music, and it's traditionally bored me. It's only because it's been so repetitive. But this, for me, is something that I can listen to. It's because it's very intricate. It's different. There's more depth. There's more melody, which I yearn for listening to. I like melodic kind of music, and techno kind of does away with melody in some
And you're
circles.
Right. There's a real depth in the kind of bass line there too, which is more than a lot of techno music.
It's very rhythmic. If you listen, it's music that actually kind of requires something off you. So if you listen to it and you're engaged, you're going to hear different things all the way through.
Well, there you go. We've survived Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites by Skrillex. Let's move on to Martin Sampson, also known as Marty Round the Traps, released another EP.
Yeah, so Marty's come out and done another EP. His first EP, which was fantastic, was this real beautiful, alternate, intelligent pop kind of EP. And then he's come out and released this one, which is quite a depart. It's kind of like him, acoustic guitar, almost like one-take kind of wonders, and it sounds heaps like Bob Dylan.
Okay, let's have a listen to that.
You forget everything I say, but it doesn't matter now. It's too hard for me to find my way. Give me time or take me out. My energies are divided now between this life and my death. You God inspired, and I'd give my hunger for your breath.
There are real echoes of Bob Dylan, aren't there?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's gorgeous. I actually really love this stuff because you listen to it the first time and you're like, it sounds kind of like it's been recorded in a garage, or it sounds like it's been recorded in not a lot of times.
I don't mind that.
I actually really like
There's a lot of overproduced music around.
Yeah, it's true. But the more that you listen to this piece of music, you start to realize that the beauty is kind of found in the songwriting, the beauty is found in like what happens with his vocals, and the lyrical content is...
Which, of course, is what Bob Dylan was known for.
Exactly.
Certainly not his music.
He certainly wasn't a singer.
No.
And so I think Marty kind of tips his hat to Bob a little bit in the fact that you listen to the first line of this track and how he kind of doesn't sing in time. Like, he kind of ends his first line with a line that just doesn't fit timing-wise like it should.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, so Bob. I mean, Bob never used to sing on key, which Marty does here, but, you know...
I saw Bob Dylan for the first time in my life this year in concert. Didn't even talk to the audience.
I think they get to Bob-ness. That stage in their artistry where they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, I get that. Okay, let's briefly do some music news. See you, Marty. Coldplay unleashing some new songs at festivals.
Yeah, absolutely. Coldplay have been headlining a bunch of festivals and performing some of their new tracks, which is really interesting to hear and really great to hear as a fan. Kind of a taste of what's to kind of come on the new album. And my favorite so far is a track called Us Against the World, which is this beautiful melodic kind of acoustic driven for so much of the song kind of track. Speaking about Coldplay, if you have an iDevice, if you have an iPad, iPhone, you can download the free iTunes Festival app. Now, this is a great tool for musicians because there's a iTunes Festival going on in London at the moment, and what that app allows you to do is just to access all the concerts that are going on there for free.
Wow.
And so watch,
sign of the times.
Exactly. Watch the bands playing live. I think it's great marketing for Apple.
Absolutely.
So check out what's going on live. The bands that have been playing there is like... it opened with Paul Simon, which we talked about a while ago.
Yes, yes.
And then you got bands like Linkin Park. You got bands like Coldplay and Neon Trees, an Aussie band that's doing some stuff there. And also Foo Fighters.
Coming in December.
You're going to have to go see them. If you want to get tickets, you're actually going to have to hurry up and get the tickets because I think they've already started selling. So you want to get in real quick.
Yes. Now, finally, internet providers now working on policing piracy. This is not before time.
Well, this for me, I think, is really, really good as a musician. Because the only people that benefit from internet piracy, like music piracy on the internet, is the internet service providers.
Yep.
No one else benefits. No one else gets profit from that. Everyone
Certainly
else
not
loses,
the muso.
But the internet service providers actually do profit as a byproduct of this. And so what... people have started to do is to get the internet providers to crack down on what's going on and policing what's happening. And the way they're doing that, there's some new legislation in America that internet providers, a lot of the major internet providers, are giving 6 warnings of increasing severity. So one is like a warning, and then the 6 is like you get banned from internet in that country.
Good to see.
So it's a deterrent from people actually pirating music, and it's worked so far in New Zealand, where they put that in place a while ago, and the amount of piracy has reduced drastically. So we'll see what that does for consumers.
Music guru, David Andrew, thanks so much for joining us on Open House.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.